some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ear.
Wendy, I remember at your wedding when they played this and you walked down the aisle and I said, who else but Wendy could have this as her aisle song?
You joke, but when I got out of the limo,
yeah,
you could attest to this. I had a smoke in my mouth, a bottle of Korbel champagne in one hand, and a bottle of beer in the other.
Yep.
That's the way for a bride to walk out of a limo, is it not?
Very memorable.
We are going to talk about beer. We are going to need to drink a beer because I have some breaking news that I have to share. I can't wait.
What is it? It's bad news, isn't
it? Yes, it's a death in the news. A lot of women had a crush on this guy. A lot of men liked this guy. One of the monkeys, Peter Tork, has died at the age of 77.
We just talked to Peter Tork a few months ago.
It was longer than that.
Yeah? I think it was just before Christmas.
Was it?
Yeah.
77. He died after being diagnosed with a rare tongue cancer 10 years ago. Unless this is a hoax, but I don't think so because the Peter Tork Twitter page is like, we are... deeply sorry. It is with Beyond Heavy and Broken Hearts that we share the news.
That's horrible.
It's in the Washington Post as well.
That's very sad. He was a nice man.
He was, and so cute.
You know what I remember from that interview with you guys?
Huh?
Is he thanked you for giving him the publicity for the show.
That doesn't always happen.
I don't remember any of this.
You don't remember that? It was just a few months ago.
I mean, what has happened to me?
It was kind of, he said it, I don't remember exactly his words, but it was almost like, hey, I needed this more than you guys did.
It was very genuine, I remember, Steve. You're right. Yeah. Oh,
I loved him. All right, this is a reason we need to drink. So we turn to beer right now, and we have a couple of people in here to talk about the 5th Annual Lake County Craft Beer Festival that's happening this Saturday at the Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center in Grays Lake. We have the event manager, Lauren Kaplan, in the studio. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, good morning.
We have other people with you from a couple of cool breweries, Kings and Convicts Brewery co-founder Brendan Waters. Hi, Brendan.
How you doing?
And Skeptic Distillery, Brittany Bro.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, bro. I know. I said that off the air. Is that what you were waiting for? Don't do it.
Come on.
You got to throw the sup, bro, in there.
What's up, bro? Thank you for coming up first and foremost. I'm sorry we started on sad news, but I wanted to get that out there. So we turned to beer to drown our sorrows. I think this will be the right place to go.
Yes.
All right, it's happening Saturday. What do we need to know about it, Lauren?
It starts at 5. You can buy tickets online at lcfair.com. And today, for your listeners, we actually have a special code to get $10 off. So if you use WGN Radio, it'll be $50.
That's outstanding. Thank you for
doing
that.
You'll get a souvenir tasting glass. You're going to sample beer. Brendan, Kings and Convicts Brewery, what's different about your beer?
Well, we're a little odd. We started as an Englishman, the King, and an Australian, the Convict, that just happened to find ourselves in Chicago. So all of our beers have a story behind them. So we brew beer that Americans like, but with a story, and you learn a little bit of history, you have a laugh, and everything is tongue-in-cheek.
I like that.
Good philosophy.
Yeah, exactly. It's beer.
Can you taste a beer and say to yourself, just by the taste of the beer, this is Australian, I know that. Is there something about it that tips you off?
Well, you'd have to speak Australian when you're doing it.
Do you?
Australians drink lager, a lot of lager, whereas Americans now came up with that Pilsner lager, but they've also got a lot of good IPAs now. So I think, realistically, the United States is one of the best beer countries in the world now. Used to be crap, but now it is outstanding.
All right, and Skeptic Distillery, Brittany Bro with us. What do you say about that? Beer around here used to be crap, but now it's great.
He's setting the bar higher. I've had to talk a couple times, I gotta say. And he's pretty good entertainment, too. He's good.
What does Skeptic give us? And you gotta speak right into that microphone.
So, basically, our whole basis is the intersection of craft and science. So, in the craft community, we're standing out because we're doing vacuum distillation for our products.
And what does that do? Well, how does that differ from what's going on?
What that does is we suck all of the air out of the still, and it lowers the pressure in there so that we can boil at about 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
So, that's hotter than usual? Lower?
So it'll lower the boiling point.
See, I don't get the science part. I just get the beer part.
Yeah, the taste part.
But yeah, basically all that does is it gives you a fresher, smoother flavor, and it maintains more of the botanicals that go into the product that aren't burned away.
Explain this to me, because there are some beers that really boast the fact that they are cold brewed or cold filtered. So what's the advantage in having it done that way as opposed to the way you just described?
So it's a very similar process to doing a cold brewed beer or a cold brewed coffee.
Yeah.
It just maintains more of the flavor without having that burnt away aspect alcohol is a little less overpowering, the same way the acidity in coffee is less overpowering.
So which beers would lend themselves to the one as opposed to the other? Is there a certain beer that would taste better cold or hot during the preparation?
We're actually making gin and vodka predominantly, so as far as the beers go, I'm not entirely sure, but you might actually be a good consultant on this front.
Yeah, so if you look at in the brew process, the pilsners and the lagers, they are fermented at a lower temperature, whereas your ales and the stouts are at a higher temperature during fermentation. And so in terms of drinking,
yes,
you want to drink the beer around about 38 degrees. When you get up to the ales and the stouts, you want them a bit warmer. So there's this fallacy.
So the flavor comes out?
Yeah, absolutely. This fallacy that's been thrust upon the drinking public by the big boys is that you want it ice cold. No, you don't. Well, you do for their beer, so you don't taste it. But this one, you want to taste the beer. And so you want to have it a little warmer so you get the flavor, you get the aroma, as opposed to getting chilled beer that you're just throwing down your throat.
Brendan, in England years ago, several of the beers that we ordered were served at room temperature.
That's
and
correct.
That was a hard adjustment for me. I was not used to that.
Yeah, same for me too. And that's a lot of the time that was because they couldn't serve it too cold. But also that's the way that the English were.
Yeah.
See, in Australia, we drink our beer cold just like the US. But there's a level of understanding that we now need to come to that craft beer in particular is meant to be enjoyed. So when you do it the right way. Pour it into a glass, let it open up, 38 degrees for your pilsners and your lagers, let it sit around for a little bit longer with your ales, and sit back, tell a story, and relax.
Mm.
Here's the difference. When you drink, I drink red wine if I'm drinking it, and that you just pour out of a bottle. It's not cold or anything. Some people like their white wine chilled, but originally, when beer came around, you just wanted it cold. But now with this craft beer thing, that's when you're smelling the bouquet and you're treating it like wine was treated. Is that correct?
For the most part, I drink my beer faster than I drink wine. but that's true. It's meant to be. Yeah, some of these beers have a little bit higher ABV, like higher alcohol content. So you don't need to be slamming them down. But you want to enjoy it.
I have to give some advice. If you're at a place that serves beer, check in. A lot of times if they put the alcohol content on the menu, your head goes, what do I care? But normally, if you're drinking like a light beer or something, you can have a few of them. But with these, just slow down. That's all I got to say, because it hits you and you don't think it matters. It matters what the alcohol content is.
100%. The one here I'll leave for you is one you can have for breakfast. It's a nice easy drinking pilsner.
Good but with our, an omelet.
But our right? IPA, good with omelets.
Yeah.
Yeah. but our IPA, have it for dinner.
Okay. What's a typical beer alcohol content?
It really ranges all over the place, but what you'll probably find with a lot of the craft beer, the pilsners, are around about that 4.5 up to 5.5. But you can get your IPAs going anywhere from the 5/8 up to 7.5-8%. And then if you want the imperial IPAs, watch out. You can get up to 10.5% or more.
But some of the fruitier beers are in at 2.5 and 3.
That's
right?
Correct.
You like the fruity beers, don't you?
I do. They're the grapefruit beers.
And that's all about the hops. And that's all about the hops where you add it late and so you're not boiling off any of the hops. So you add it after fermentation.
Right.
And you get all this juiciness and fruitiness.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. I love those.
No. So you're fine. You should drink those.
So good.
It's the 5th annual Lake County Craft Beer Festival, and Brittany, you said you're dealing with the vodka and gin. Where do you fit into the craft beer festival?
They do have a couple of distilleries that they're having on this year. I think there's 7, right?
Yeah, there's 7 this year.
So there will be 7 of us, just for people who want to either mix up their beer selection a little bit, or if you didn't get enough before 8 o'clock and you want to heighten the process, we'll be there for you. Oh.
I like to start out with a vodka and tonic and then switch to beer.
Yeah.
Is that a bad way to do it?
No, I love that.
What's the saying? Liquor before beer, all's clear, but beer before liquor, you've never been sicker. Mm-hmm. Is there any truth to any of that?
Yes, agreed.
Everyone?
No, I didn't know that.
No.
We're talking about the Lake County Craft Beer Festival. It takes place on Saturday. A discount for you. Explain the discount again. How do people get the discount?
So at the door and online sales. Our online sales actually closed yesterday, and we opened up just for your viewers or for your listeners. And they can go on to lcfair.com, and they use the code WGNRadio, all caps, and they get $10 off. So rather than being $60, which it will be at the door, they get it for $50.
Outstanding. Very,
That's
very
good
nice.
Through tonight, 11:59 p.m.
Who else has to pay only $10 to get in? A designated driver.
Designated
drivers,
yes.
That's genius.
Everything. All right, more after this. It's Bill and Wendy at WGN. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder with you. Lauren Kaplan, Brendan Waters, and Brittany Brower here from the Lake County Craft Beer Festival. It all takes place this Saturday. I have 1,000 questions for you, but first, who invented this beer ice cream? Because this is outstanding.
This is actually from Susie Swirls. Oh. She is out of Lake Bluff.
So incredibly
she's
good.
She's going to be there, and she will have this there. So we currently have an Irish stout here for you, which is my favorite. Yeah. There's a pink champagne sorbet, which I also love.
I like that
and
too.
I think that would actually go really well in orange juice.
Oh, yes. Like a punch.
Yeah, and they and then they also have Blue Moon. And she said, I don't know if they'll be doing it at our craft fest, but past they've made like a Blue Moon float. So they put the Blue Moon ice cream in the Blue Moon beer.
Yeah.
And they said that was delicious.
There's a food chain a couple years ago, I can say the name, it's Red Robin, and they started making beer milkshakes, and I thought, it's beer and it's a milkshake, this is going to work, and it wasn't good. I don't know what they did wrong, but it was not good. This ice cream is outstanding.
It's
this
delicious.
Is so good. Yeah, you can
it's
really taste it.
It's not overpowering, but
there's a hint.
Yeah, a hint of flavor.
Yeah, and in the Blue Moon, there's like right at the bottom, you get like the orange zest and everything. It's so good.
It's working.
I don't know which is which.
I think that is the stout that you have.
The stout is very good.
Explain this to me. You brought up some of the beers that will be featured at this beer festival, and you said to us some of these are highly sought after, and I understand that. They go very, very quickly. The allotment is gone very quickly. So my question is, when a company knows this, that they have a hot commodity, why wouldn't they just produce more of it and solve the problem? Is there a reason, you guys?
Well, it's the scarcity effect. And also, if you look at the one that you've got there, the Revolution, that's their Deep Wood series, which happens to be an outstanding beer. It's hard to make. It takes longer. But it's also more specifically consumed around the winter or late fall. And so what happens is it goes away for a while, and then when it comes back, everyone's lining up for
high demand.
Yeah. High demand.
Are they the ones? There's some beer company that does a beer that they release one day a year, and that's it. And people line up like crazy to get it.
That's Three Floyds.
Three Floyds.
Three Floyds.
That's the one.
That's
right,
the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
Dark Lord.
One day a year.
Yeah.
You know your beer, don't you?
Well, I grew up with it.
I was saying off the air,
the
and I saw
bottle.
You looking at me. I was talking to Brittany about Skeptic Distillery. You have vodka and you have gin. Gin is the first liquor I stole out of my mom's liquor cabinet, and it when you went to the bathroom, it smelled like pine needles. That's what it is. It's a juniper berry is what makes gin, correct?
Yeah.
And so you will have that pine flavor.
In most gins, it's predominantly the pine flavor.
And that's why I turned from gin to vodka when I got older, but the new breed of gin is better, isn't it?
So much like the craft beer community is evolving, and, you know, as he said, the craft scene in Chicago was originally crap, but it's evolving.
From the crap gin, beer to craft beer.
Exactly. The gin is evolving as well, so it's starting to take more of a craft turn, and that's what we're trying to bring to it. So we actually infuse our gin with, mango, hibiscus, some really tropical and citrus flavors that bring out more to it than just that pine needle flavor.
But it's not a flavored gin, per se, or a flavored vodka.
That's just our basic gin infusion recipe.
I don't remember when I was younger, if you'd go to a liquor store, it was gin-flavored gin. That was as deep as they went,
exactly.
And now there's dozens of flavors. How did that happen?
I mean, I think as far as any liquor industry goes, there's going to be more flavors that come about with time. Just people trying to do something different to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
We went right to the original gin recipe, and we're just trying to improve on that. We've won a few awards for it. Just trying to make a really good mixer or something you can drink straight without it being necessarily flavored.
Oh.
And you can flavor it on your own. Like, I'm a big fan of the lemon drop martini. Mm-hmm. You can use regular flavored vodka, and add the lemon juice and the sugared rim and add different things. You don't need a lemon-flavored vodka, do you?
No, and then you can have just a basic bottle that you can flavor with anything rather than having a specific flavor you can only make a few cocktails with.
Right.
If you have a really good base spirit, you have a lot more creative freedom.
For something to be considered a craft beer that can only run off a certain amount of it before it doesn't qualify as craft anymore, is that the same case with gin?
I imagine so.
Yeah.
Largely.
Yeah.
We're pretty small batch still.
Are you?
We do all the hand labeling, hand numbering.
Yeah.
So.
Is it the goal of craft beer makers or gin or any alcoholic beverage to go to the next level, to make so much of it, make it so popular that they have to go to the next level or not?
I think anyone that says that's not their goal is probably kidding themselves. When you get going with this, the idea is make stuff that people like and enjoy doing it. And if you get to that point, I mean, look at Revolution and Half Acre, two of the great Chicago breweries.
Right.
They're still very independent, and they're going to stay that way. But then if some bugger comes and drops $1 billion on their pocket, what do
they
you do?
Take it.
Sometimes you've got to just say, well, okay, I'll go and do Revolution times two.
Right.
You know, so it's I would say the vast majority do it because we love it.
Yeah.
And we like brewing beer, we like distilling, and we do it because the people that come in love that. And the moment that you get to that point that you, let's say, the sellout, to say that will never happen is a very hard thing to just say.
Sure.
You know,
never say never.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
These buggers with their money went...
Now, did I read somewhere that Chicago is one of the biggest craft beer producers?
It has now got more craft breweries than any other place.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Yep, it has.
And if, I'm a lightweight with beer. I like an occasional Weiss beer, but I like a Pilsner. I like it crisp and fresh. So an IPA would not be for me.
No, you'd want to go for the Hoogie. That's the Pilsner.
But I will tell you that I'm not a beer person at all, and both the IPA and the Pilsner that Brendan has from Kings and Convicts, amazing.
It
I would
works.
Drink them both.
And you need to try it because, you know, I in my head, I'm like, I only like Pilsners, but that's not maybe true.
That's very true. We have a lot of people that come in that have been, let's say, Miller or Bud drinkers, and they go, you know what, give me your lightest one.
Right.
So we'll always start them off with a Hoogie, but then they go, all right, give us another one. So we'll whack a King's Bitch or a Crouch Back in front of them. They go, well, that's not what it... Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to craft.
And that's the way to do it, to start light and kind of move your way up the ladder.
That's right.
All right, so there will be definitely Kings and Convicts. Brendan Waters is going to be out there. Skeptic Distillery will be featured. Brittany Bro. There's also Wine and Cider that's going to be there, Lauren, as well.
Yes, correct.
Mainly craft beer, but there are other things.
Yeah, we have about 7 distilleries and then like... I'd say maybe 5 wineries or ciders out there as well.
Do me a favor, explain the discount one more time for people. The fest is this Saturday, and if you want $10 off, what do people have to do?
Yep, if you want $10 off, go to lcfair.com to purchase your tickets, and right now they are $60, and with the code WGNRadio in all caps, you will get $10 off.
Very nice.
And what does this include? Because there are many beer sample tickets that come with this price, correct?
So it will include 25 beer samples. It's a 3-ounce sample. And then you also get live entertainment by a band called Tricky Mission.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a mobile escape room, a mobile axe throwing, and then
that's
some
not
other
good with
games.
Beer, guys.
that's from 5 to 8,
okay.
And it's a lot of fun. We've done it. We've tried it. We've got some people out there. They actually have a glow in the dark feature, which I really wanted to do, but they stopped me that
cool.
far.
It's all going on this Saturday from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's the 5th annual Lake County Craft Beer Festival. If you're a lightweight beer drinker like me, this might be a place to go to try some other choices that are out there. LCFair.com is the place to send people. Lauren Kaplan, Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center event manager. Again, Brendan Waters from Kings and Convicts and Brittany Bro. What's up, bro? From Skeptic Distillery. Thank you. Good luck. Drink them if you got them.
Thanks, guys. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy. On WGN.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.